So this is going to sound off, but every once in a while, I kind of think of what would be a horrible way to kill a person. I came up with one the other day, was a peroxide enema. That would probably be awful.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Embalming could be a pretty terrible way to kill someone.
Yeah, if they were alive, that would probably really suck.
Yeah.
If you did that at the time, yeah. Hmm. Well, anyway, there you go. Think about that. Think about how enjoyable a peroxide enema would be.
It'd be bubbly.
It would be bubbly.
Oh, yes,
you start absorbing the peroxide in your bloodstream, and all your blood vessels start to, all your blood cells start to burst. Yeah, it'd be pretty awesome.
Hmm. Wonder how long that would take to kill someone. I mean,
yeah, I wonder how long it would take to die from a peroxide enema.
I think a really terrible way to kill someone would be to, like, put them in a room with nothing to entertain themselves with but the show.
That's just, I mean, they're literally, like, trying to bash their own head against the wall and the floor.
See, if they could actually commit suicide using only an MP3.
Not even an MP3 player, just an MP3.
Find a way. I would, like, break it in half and use the shards to cut my own throat. That would probably be my method.
It's morphin' time!
And now it's time for another superhero time. With your hosts, XV.
Give me the monkey poop.
Hey, Mickey.
With my tongue.
Paladin.
And it killed the dinosaurs.
Ken.
And I think shit a lot.
JD Church.
Fudge Pops.
And Fort Max.
I got nothing.
Yeah, that's right, because it's superhero time. So we're still a week behind with GoBusters, but we're getting closer. We might actually be able to catch up next week, but probably not. So what's new?
Oh, whoa. What?
Aww. Huh?
What's new, pussycat? Whoa. Huh? No?
This is not an anime fan video.
No?
All right. I'll Thank be God. Maybe we should be an AMV.
No.
We probably be that Blade AMV.
We might get done faster.
We should revisit that Ghost Ager parody thing we talked about a couple years ago. But instead of doing it exactly that way, we should just, like, take an episode of Superhero Time and get clips from various other shows and just kind of dub it along.
Oh, dear God.
I was not in on this joke, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's way before you joined.
Okay, you know Dynaman, right?
That Blade video.
Yeah.
That it was brought to America and redubbed.
No.
And it was awesome.
The Wonders of 80s Cable.
Okay.
You weren't around for Dynaman episodes then, I guess.
I guess.
Probably not.
No.
Well, then I guess it's time we do Dynaman again.
I guess so.
I wasn't around for that either, so.
Let me see what I got on the DVD here.
This is so exciting!
Yes, well, really. Paladin seems reluctant to actually do news, so.
Yeah, well.
Break up this winning pattern?
It wasn't silent enough.
That's right. We don't have complete silence yet, so Paladin cannot tell us anything.
Shut up, please.
Hey, the sleep ring worked. Oh, come on.
Bitch, please.
Doesn't work for me. It's probably not going to work for Haruto.
No, the sleep ring, not sleep with ring.
There's your giant man.
No.
Where is that?
Okay, maybe I'll recognize this when I see it.
I guess not. Yes, obviously it's time that we do an episode of Dynaman once again.
His reaction might be more interesting than any news.
We're doing it live.
Is there any news?
We're doing it live! Yeah, we're doing it live!
There's just a couple of things.
Can't read! I don't know what that is!
If you know what
Pillow.
It'd be funny if you knew what I was referencing.
What?
I know what you're referencing. That's the start of the reference.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I knew you did, but the rest I don't think they have any idea what.
I do.
I wasn't paying attention. I'm looking.
It's not that I don't know. It's just that I don't care.
Oh. I wasn't listening. I'm looking through a stack Voltron of discs. Here it is.
Is that Vehicle Voltron?
No. Oh, here. Lucky Pierre. I got that one we haven't done.
was awesome.
I'll set that aside and take care of it later.
The only episodes that we have done was Dinacon.
And the pilot.
True. Yeah.
Well, pilot, so to speak. I mean, for an 8-episode series, it doesn't really have a pilot episode.
We need to do the one with the dolphin monster in it, because that's the one I saw as a kid.
That wasn't Lucky Pierre, was it? Lucky Pierre was the wedding dress monster, I think.
I would guess Pierre's a frog.
Okay.
Because frog legs?
Could yeah, be. That's f***ing obvious.
Only when you say it.
Figures. Yeah. I assume the one with the dolphin was Day of the Dolphin Flipper's Revenge.
I'm not sure if
I think that's right.
I'm not sure if I have that one.
Seems too obvious.
No, why would they title an episode about a dolphin with, you know, something to do with a dolphin?
Yeah, that would be too easy.
Mm. I mean, it's not like this is a Japanese thing.
Right.
No.
If it was Japanese, it'd be, you know, dolphin dies.
No need to watch this episode.
Well, the dolphin's the monster of the week. They don't.
Oh, okay, so it is going to die.
Yeah, exactly. No need to point it out in the... I mean, it's a monster of the week. Of course it's going to die. They don't need to spell it out in the title.
That's only true. If a hero or main character is going to die.
Right.
Yes. Right.
And dolphins aren't heroes. They're bastards.
The only thing that would be like an important plot point, you know.
Like Yellow 4 dies. Or...
Yeah. Death of Yellow 4.
Leomon dies.
Well, that's not a spoiler. That's a given.
Yeah. No.
You don't even need an episode title for that one.
I mean, any given week...
That was before it became a trope, though.
You know, any given week you could expect to see a Leomon die.
Yes, this is very true.
Except Forze, which was really odd.
Well, he did die eventually.
It wasn't on enough. In the very end. And without a hole through his chest. It was shocking.
I know, that was disappointing.
Speaking of holes through chest, Ryukendo.
Ryukendo!
Let's start off with power playback since we're not getting to the news.
Well, we're not getting to the news because we won't stop talking for Paladin to say anything.
Okay. Everybody, hang on.
Hang on?
Hang on.
Okay, for those of you who didn't...
Wait.
Four seconds of absolute silence just for that. And again. Paladin's never going to trust us at this point.
We have 20 episodes too late for trust here.
We have totally abused that.
Yeah, Paladin's like a beaten dog. So anytime you move your hand, he just like cowers in the corner.
Mm-hmm. Your mom beats a dog.
Aunt Chalice's mom sure does.
Poor bastard.
I don't disagree with that.
I love the I hate everything. I was like, oh, it's like a little me.
So, for those of you who didn't get a chance to go to San Diego Comic-Con, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, the complete series, will be on DVD at wide release this November.
So, they even put out, like, the volumes 2 and 3 and whatnot of the single releases, or are they just skipping those now?
They might just be jumping to the wide release, because that'll get them more money than the singles.
Yeah, more than likely.
Especially right before Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since, Power Rangers didn't exactly have a good track record with finishing the singles for series that were not named Overdrive. Yes, but that's Disney.
Mm.
Well, yeah.
And Disney are dicks.
Well, speaking
of
dicks...
And is usually pretty good about getting stuff out. I mean, they put out all the Japanese Transformers shows when...
Which is
really
impressive.
No one should have done that.
Shout isn't doing Samurai.
Yeah, speaking of dicks, talk about the Samurai release information that came out this past week.
Okay, the complete Power Rangers Super Samurai will be released on DVD and Blu-ray December 4th.
Okay.
Given that the episodes will supposedly start returning in mid-October, that will be just after the series ends, maybe.
And for the lovely privilege of buying 20 episodes on a DVD set, they are charging you $30.
God.
40 for the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
The bigger issue is they're charging you for Samurai.
Yeah,
they're charging you for Shinkinger footage in HD, which you can't get.
But
otherwise.
At the same time, you're having to watch Samurai footage in potential HD.
Yeah.
It's just like, at what point does the math work out where that's worth up to $2 per episode?
Also,
it's
bulk
Saban
in
math,
HD.
So that's kind of f***ed.
What, Mickey?
Bulk in 1080p, that's something, isn't it?
Wow.
Forty-year-old bulk in HD. I mean, that's not necessarily. Yeah.
And
such
it's seven.
A...
It's seven. Going to be 720p.
Why?
Because that's what the cameras are.
Why?
Well, they'll upscale to 1080.
Did they buy that at a yard sale?
they're using the exact same model of camera that Toei started using with Sentai for Shinkinger.
Well, that's f***ing stupid. There's better cameras available now.
They're using them for Wizard.
I guess they wanted
to get themselves a goddamn Red camera and just use that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
They did.
Huh?
That's what they were.
They have a Red camera that only goes to 720.
Yeah.
That sounded confident.
Yeah, that sounded like Samurai, all right.
That's our
cameras record like ridiculous resolutions, like thousands.
Yeah, but that takes up more space.
Yeah, with
your mom takes.
Well,
up
it's
space.
It's better than what they were than what they filmed Ryder in from Kuga through Hibiki.
VHS.
Well, true, but you know, it's like saying, you know, me pissing in a mouse better than me shitting in it. You know, crap is still crap. If there's better resolutions available, they should be f***ing using them.
Well, Toei's cheap.
And Saban is
cheaper.
So.
Crap is crap, especially when it's on superhero time.
But yeah, Wizard's actually being filmed in 1080p.
Well, good.
That will help us when they eventually adapt Wizard into an American series. And you know, true story, last week at a Toys R Us I haven't been to in a while, still Dragon Knight toys.
Still?
Yeah.
Which one? Still. Madison?
No, Clarksville.
What are they marked down to?
Clarksville?
$6.
Too much.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what figure you're talking about, but still too much.
I finally saw that Samurai Uber box set thing at Toys R Us.
Which one?
Gigazord?
The one that comes with like the 3 Megazords and the 4 Minizords. That, yeah. And it was like 130 or whatever. And my wife said no.
Well, I mean, if you can't afford
it, it'll be really fun to unbox.
It'll be on clearance soon enough, anyway.
No, it won't. It's Toys R Us.
It'll be on clearance for a higher price.
Oh, it'll be on clearance.
It'll be
$135.98.
It'll be on clearance for the same price, which is, you know, what they've done with the Dragon Knight figures.
I still won't be allowed to buy it.
Well, of course not.
Just steal it then.
That's a good idea.
I mean, if you can't afford food...
Put it under your coat.
Oh, yeah, sure, that'll fit.
It'll fit under my coat. F*** you. I got a big-ass coat.
Excuse me, are you trying to steal something?
Are you?
I'm going to need you to put those hands back.
Just use that reverse thing on him, you know? Like, why are you? Don't be so confused, they'll just let you go.
Yeah, sure, I'll try that.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, that's assuming you ever encounter an employee in a Toys R Us to stop you to begin with.
Yeah. Most of them just try to avert eye contact whenever possible.
Mm-hmm. There's only ever that one working customer service / the only register in the store.
Right. Yeah.
Well, no. They have lots of registers in the store. They're just closed.
The only open register in the store.
They only use those at Christmas anyway.
Like, no, they don't. I've been at Toys R Us right up to Christmas time, and they're still closed.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a Toys R Us.
Last year, I went in. They had two of them open.
There's a full size Toys R Us Baby R Us that opened a few years ago in what used to be an Albertsons. They don't even ever have anyone in the registers on the Toys R Us side, ever.
Well, there's a reason. Their stuff is overpriced.
They're called Toys R Us because they possess all the toys. They're not selling them to you.
They're very proud of toys.
Look at our collection.
It's toys like a museum, really.
Toys R Us.
It really is.
It's like if Jay ran a toy store.
Yes.
Hey, it is like a museum because you can see a bunch of old toys in it.
It's true.
Okay, so we done with the news now?
I guess.
Did we even start the news?
On the subject of good toys, you should all check out this gallery of Super Robot Chogokin Daizujin.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait till mine comes in.
Hey, that's the Zord from the Power Rangers show.
Nicely done.
And Bluefin's doing yet another poll on Facebook that may or may not affect future figure arts, which is totally f***ing loaded by this point.
Oh, yeah, but this poll is really kind of lame considering the choices that they offered.
Yes, there's only 4 f***ing options in the poll.
Only from 2 shows.
So big guess on that one. I can't wait till this comes in. I'm like excited about my Daijujin.
It'd be funny if Bluefin was just like, yeah, we just like making polls. We're not doing any of this shit.
Yeah, it's just for fun.
I assume Scorpina was left out because a woman's place is in the kitchen, not on a poll.
That's a poll.
Sure, but not this type.
Which other type? There's 2 different types of polls a woman should be on.
Yes.
Probably not at the same time, though.
I don't know. Spit?
That'd require some, like, agility to both pole dance and f*** at the same time.
Hmm. Oh, I thought you meant, like, on a spit. I'm sorry.
I was referring to pole dancing and penises.
Well, that too. Sorry.
We can understand your confusion, though.
Cannibalism porn, anybody? I don't know. I've never looked at that.
Megazord can do crazy guns. Why did they add that kind of articulation to the guns?
Well, why not?
Because they can.
Well, look at what they did to the saber-tooth tiger foot.
Yeah, I saw that.
Why
too,
did they do that?
There's always, with Super Robot Chogokin, there's always just a little bit of exaggeration. Just a smidge.
That's the word he's going with. Exaggeration.
Anything's like, possible with so. Exaggeration.
Is that like ham sandwich sarcasm there, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm. Okay.
Wait, was that sarcasm too?
Of course.
Mm.
This is getting very confusing.
Oh, yeah, you can put the guns over the shoulder, because that totally happened in the show, right?
I
was just saying.
No, I know, but I'm just like, yeah.
Oh, God, I hate you all.
Feeling is mutual. It's superhero time.
I was reiterating, I guess, is what I was saying.
I reiterated your mom twice.
For a nickel. Or I guess 2 nickels if it was twice. Or how does that work? You get a bonus card?
like a punch card? Like a Subway sandwich, you get a little punch card, and you're like, oh.
8 times, you get a free one?
After 10 after 10 visits, you get a free 12 inches.
No, times aren't what they used to be. It's just the free 6 inches now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or you know, maybe a bag of cookies.
Down economy.
The economy is going down.
Speaking of a bag of cookies, Paladin.
No, that's about all the news for this week.
Oh, really?
Really? Really?
Wow. Hey, I got a Fusion States on pre-order. Yeah, buddy.
Uh-huh.
Sorry to hear that.
No, I likes it.
What's Fusion?
Meteor Fusion.
Which one was that?
That's
the one from the movie that we haven't seen yet.
We haven't seen yet.
Oh, yeah, Grape States.
Grape States.
No wonder I don't like that. It looks like grape soda.
I remembered that I have a friend that lives in Japan and totally got them to pre-order.
The stars look like you know, carbonated bubbles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet your friend is thrilled that you remembered that he existed.
I have a weakness for the color purple. What can I say? I'm sorry.
Oh, Whoopi Goldberg?
Yes. That movie, too.
Well done.
It does remind me. Oprah Uma moment this morning as I was trying to remember the pronunciation of Agito. It's like Agito.
Hilarious. You used the Uma thing as your lead after that.
Is that for me? That's it, right? you and me, buddy. You and me.
Well, you are the oldest.
I should have known that that's where that was going to go.
If it wasn't me, Paladin would have said it.
This is true.
True.
Isn't it better to have it come with...
insulted Don, but I'm in a good mood tonight.
Isn't it better to have it come from me with some love instead of Paladin with his vitriol?
Yeah.
Love.
Well, more than Paladin gives, anyway.
More so. Yeah. I mean, it's a relative term.
Paladin's a vitriolic.
He's full of bile. Yeah. Although, I think they have an operation that'll help correct for that, but...
Don't touch the sides.
Water on the knee?
Operation!
End quote.
Certainly is.
Mark it down.
I knew either Ken or Fort Max would not be able to resist jumping on that.
or it would have been me, but, you know.
Well, you they're the right age to remember that generation of commercial.
Yeah.
It's like this nice, juicy steak just sitting there right in front of me. How could I resist it?
Juicy steak. Yeah.
No, easily. No.
Mr. Bucket.
Oh, God.
Balls fly out of his mouth. And of course, we've done the elephant long ago.
I did a horrible thing and forced my wife to watch Team America day before yesterday. She'd never seen it, so it was pretty awesome. I love the balls! I just love that line. I don't know why.
Anyway. The elephant, see him blow. What were they thinking?
What are they cheating children?
I don't know, but it was probably the same team that designed the Oozinator.
Yeah, I was just thinking that too. Not so much designed the Oozinator, but, you know, laid out the commercial for the Oozinator. The commercial for the Oozinator is just so special. It's what Mickey would describe as that bless their heart kind of thing.
Mm.
No, I believe my first comment when watching that was, am I going to get arrested for this?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that your response on working for Superhero Time?
No, it was also my response for watching the episode of Stronger.
Yes.
No, I think Mickey's response to working on the podcast was, well, I've never done a podcast before. How bad could this be?
2 years later.
Well, you found out pretty f***ing quick, didn't you?
We only knew.
I never even listened to a podcast before.
That ignorance probably went a long way to...
Yeah, I would say so.
Yes.
Knowing is half the battle, and we're on the wrong half.
Knowing is half the battle, and we're on the losing side.
The other half is a failed toy line.
Several failed toy lines.
Well, maybe if they hadn't pushed the movie back 9 months, the toy line wouldn't have failed again.
Maybe the movie just got knocked up.
We need to really f*** this up. Let's push the movie.
The movie got knocked up, so they had to replace it with another yellow. I mean, movie. Okay, so if that's all the news, then why don't we move on to shows?
It's been an hour talking about nothing.
I know. Amazing.
It's superhero time.
No, we've only spent 28 minutes and 37 seconds talking about nothing.
Well, if you count pre-show.
Pre-show doesn't count.
Yeah, that's not necessarily something that the listeners get.
Mickey wasn't here for the first 45 minutes of pre-show.
Ah, good point.
So he can't really complain about that.
I'm going to anyway.
Okay.
Bullshit.
You knew he was going to anyway.
It's time for Buster.
It's time for Special Buster.
Buster 29, because the other one didn't come up in time.
Yeah.
That's what she said?
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so who wants to do this one?
Not it.
Ken?
Ken!
It's like, you're Ken. Okay. Well, I mean, I wasn't going to ask JD to do it anyway because he can't remember what happened today.
Much less last week.
Yeah. What is the first thing I always say? Let's see, what happened first? I can remember everything that happened in the episode. I just don't know what order it happened in.
You start halfway through. Okay.
If you started halfway, it would probably go faster.
This is true.
GoBusters is going right now. That might be better. Anyway, we start with Hiromu having a nightmare of being in hyperspace. And Messiah's base basically taking a life of its own. He wakes up, tosses his
security. Salad.
No. His
have a choice of grape jelly or maple syrup.
Hiromu wakes up sweaty and uncomfortable from a emphatic dream.
Yes. He knocks his Christmas ornament music box thing, aka his security blanket, onto the floor. And apparently he's just really worked up over that whole Gog Magog thing that Rika had told him about their mother.
Really bugging the shit out of him, isn't it?
Yeah, just a little bit. Meanwhile, it appears that program from a few episodes back where with the bitchy daughter and the scientist is having some effect as Messiah is taking on a form of his own. But when Enter tries to speak to the engineers, they don't speak back.
Maybe they don't speak French.
Moving on. Back at base, Hiromu gets a message from command saying they got something coming from hyperspace, and it's not from Masato. It's from his dad. Apparently, his dad has sent them a message that says, exactly what's happening. Messiah is taking on a form and will be knocking on their door any time now. They've got about 3 hours to get in there and blow him the hell away before that's going to actually happen, though. So, thus, they need to head straight in there, and of course, that's not an easy thing to do because they're not supposed to be able to survive it.
This is riveting, by the way.
Yeah. This is really exciting shit.
I know, well,
it's about as exciting as the episode.
Yeah.
This was like welcome to the establishment episode for what's going to happen in the next episode.
Yeah, because it's like, and I'm also kind of like biting my tongue the entire time because I've seen the next episode already.
Well, it's not like that's a shock either. I mean, you know, it's like, oh my god, all those things we thought are true.
Yeah. Regardless. apparently, Masato had known all of this, and that apparently all of the engineers that had gotten zapped over there have been working under Messiah in one form or another.
Unfortunate euphemism?
Sure. Of course.
Unfortunate plot twist?
There's a lot of unfortunate plot twists here.
Clearing the decks, mostly.
Anyway, they bitch at Masato a bit for keeping shit from them before they insist on going to hyperspace. Kuroki approves it, and they prepare to, you know, go. Meanwhile, Enter and Escape talk, and Enter realizes they have a traitor amongst their engineers as he somehow realizes the GoBusters have realized everything that's happened.
He somehow realizes it by, there's the homing signal.
Oh, right. No, I've kind of stopped the care at this point. I finished this week's episode, so I was like, eh.
It's like when I don't care about doing an episode summary.
Yeah.
You mean all the time?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Enter decides on the most un-Enter-like plan and decides to just knock on their door with an army. Okay.
Well,
characters being retooled. What is this?
It kind of works out anyway because they only have to delay him a couple of hours and then it's too late to do anything about it.
Yeah.
Obviously, the most effective way is to just go in there and keep them busy with as many bugglers as they have on hand.
Uh-huh. Instead of actually using cunning and guile like he usually does.
There's no time for that.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, after a wardrobe change with Enter and Escape, they march up.
Those new costumes are so cheap looking. Oh my god.
Did they steal the armor from the GoBusters?
Armor, you mean?
Okay,
the football
look,
uniforms?
We need more costumes for these guys. Go hit another sporting goods store.
Yeah. Here's $10.
By hit, we mean drive through the front window and grab whatever the f*** you can.
Here's 1,000 yen. Go down to the sports goods.
They go out. They transform. They shoot. They fight. Yada, yada, yada.
God. I'm disillusioned, man. I have lost all hope for this show.
This is the most interested summary Ken has ever done.
Shit happens. I don't know what to tell you. They f***ed up the show.
So rushed and so obviously rushed. But Enter yanks Hiromu away from the fight.
He wants some alone time with him.
Yeah.
Well, he does bust out the tentacles.
Get over here!
His team formed inside the base. The others end up running inside. And then Escape just kind of strolls in the automatic doors. Because
she can do that now.
Because they didn't have time to really think this through, apparently.
You know, like a lock behind them. Like,
well, it's glass. It's not like it would take any less time to.
Yeah, they decided it's a cost effect thing. Like, our budget for glass is really low. Mm-hmm. Just leave the doors unlocked. That way they don't shoot.
That. Hiromu and Escape fight. Not Escape. Enter. Whatever. Doesn't matter.
This is awesome.
This is actually getting better as it gets worse.
Hiromu tries to run away. He nearly gets tentacle raped for his troubles. Then he gets his helmet shattered. And it falls
on
his face.
And then Nick remembers he has more parts when he's a robot.
Yeah, I'm getting to that. This is after Hiromu actually gets up off his ass and tries to trick Enter by blowing up a nearby car using super speed, finally. Because, you know, can't forget that we have that. Even though he forgot that he had it for the entire fight, like when he was running away to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah. Useful then.
Would have been. Regardless, before Enter can skewer him from behind. No, that's
not enough. Oh, this turned into a different show.
Nick remembers he has those SH figure arts parts that XV mentioned. And
gee, if I didn't know better, I'd think he'd be for sale soon.
All of 2 seconds before they forget about them again. And then Nick and Hiromu escape. They all getting great go cluster. And Escape ends up in the hangar. And everybody awkwardly stands around with the Ichigan blasters. And
toys.
What's that?
With the toys. All the extras were using the toys.
Yes. Because you could tell they were like way undersized.
Yes.
Awesome. I was like, oh my god, spare the expense.
Well, it's not like Sentai hasn't done that all the f***ing time before. And sometimes they've even used the toys as for model shots when they didn't want to
crack
blowing up stuff.
When the ones the busters carry around are twice the size.
Yeah.
And like, see, it wouldn't have been such a problem, too, except, you know, you have Kuririn and the others there with the actual prop ones right next to all the extras with the mini toy ones.
No. They're actually different models. It's like the Type 1 and Type 2 phasers from Star Trek.
Oh, yeah, no.
But no, see, if there was a Type 1 Ichigan blaster, it would be, you know, like a point-and-shoot camera, not a DSLR.
Yeah.
Be a cell phone camera gun.
Yeah.
Enter is unable to stop the transport because Kuroki throws himself in front of him, and somehow Enter just, you know, even toss him away. He could just, you know, put a tentacle straight through his gut or something and kill him right there. But no, he just leaves him sitting around and they walk off.
Yeah, I was like, wow, they could kill everyone here. Oh, they're not. Oh, well, that would have. Oh, okay.
Because, you know, it's not like that would have. You know, even if they had failed in hyperspace, because that's going to happen, you know, destroy their infrastructure, their backup. If they lose in the hyperspace, then they would be completely f***ed.
It's a good thing they didn't establish that Enter was like an intelligent character that would think that.
It's not, he's only the most intelligent Sentai villain we've had in the last decade. That's all.
Yep. Yeah, I'm glad they didn't establish it that way.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
would be hard to believe that
it
they
be
would.
Terrible. Also, yeah. they used the wrong salute when GoBuster does transport.
Awesome.
That bugs me for some reason. They spend this entire series establishing this organization having this particular salute. And when they go off on their biggest mission, they do something else.
Yeah.
In hyperspace, Great GoBuster fights a bunch of Megazords.
For 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
That was thrilling.
Because that's all he can move.
Yeah, and spoilers.
Before the suit actor gets his neck snapped by the weight of the f***ing thing. Yeah.
And spoilers, that's all it does in hyperspace.
Yeah.
Even for the next episode.
Yep.
Yep.
That's a good thing.
Well,
it's also very telling.
It also projects a magic anti-hyperspace field all over the place.
I love, which it's like, we don't want to waste the production budget keeping this as like a true scene. We're going to make it look like regular Earth.
Yeah, so that they don't have to. They walk down the same parking garage that Hiromu was fighting Enter in earlier. And then they see Messiah in rubber monster form. Yay.
Yay.
Oh, that was the episode,
wasn't it? I was trying to be optimistic up until these two episodes. And we'll get to the next episode next week, but...
Probably.
Maybe the show will get better once we get through this awkward transition and they start actually telling stories again rather than being forced to do a change.
We'll say, like... And I know
it's this episode and the next one, we're really clearing clearing the decks.
And it's not a good thing, though. But, I will say that at least, even just from the 30-second preview, the Gavin episode does look at least entertaining.
More It'll be so a spectacle, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it one episode or two episodes that are going to be Gavin?
Two.
So plenty of time to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
Hopefully they found a stash of the drugs that they had from in the 80s.
I doubt it.
Gavin!
They got much better drugs now, anyway.
Before we even get to it next week, I'm really kind of torn on the next episode.
Made of chrome, Gavin!
the next episode has some things that would have been great 20 episodes from now. I will just put it like that. But other things that are like, we're not even trying, are we?
Attention, quick, Gavin.
Maybe after the Gavin crossover, they'll have it where Enter and Escape merge and become Exit.
Yeah.
Something
like Dr. Hell from a Zinger. Half woman, half man. God, you people suck.
Oh, crap.
Here on Ashura style.
My toys are cheap, Gavin.
Okay, anyway, yeah. Maybe it'll eventually work out.
Well, here's one thing we know. There haven't been any pictures of Enter, Escape, or Messiah's actors being given flowers yet.
Mm.
Okay, so they're not fired yet.
Yeah.
Well, Enter is in the opening.
And yeah, each of the main Zangak suit actors and each of the main Zangak voice actors got flowers the week that the episode their characters died in aired.
Yeah. But it's just it's very underwhelming what they're doing.
Well, it'll be interesting.
Into the show, Gavin.
It'll be interesting come October when we see what GoBusters is going to be for the rest of its run.
I guess.
Haru and Sentai, Gavin.
But anyway, next week we get Shinken Yellow.
Yay! Maybe she learned how to act. I mean...
Emote?
Yeah. Yeah. I like Kotoha, too. It's just...
I think I'm realizing I didn't actually watch this episode.
Well, you have a week to watch this week and this week's and...
Like, I think I remember watching the start up until when they marched into the building, but the rest of that, I don't remember watching. Maybe I fell asleep.
It wasn't really worth watching.
It's possible. Okay, so why don't we go ahead and do this week's episode, too?
Because
we don't have time.
Remember, Gavin.
Half the people here have not watched it, so...
Actually, we have plenty of time, because Ken only took 15 minutes with the first episode.
Okay, take all the time you want. I'm logging out at 10, regardless. Gavin.
10? That's going to be tough.
Move along.
No, it'll just be interesting to see when the Gavin episodes happen how much of a backdoor pilot it looks like.
Yeah.
He means your butthole, Gavin.
The thing about Gavin is, like, it seems so at odds with GoBuster's style, too.
Well, that's probably exactly what they're hoping for.
They don't get along, Gavin.
That's going to be the only way JD communicates for the rest of the episode.
Man, the actual episode when he appears.
So it's either shit jokes or Gavin singing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or sour cream. Can't forget that.
Or it could be a mix.
Yeah, JD, get on that for us.
He loves the poop, Gavin.
Okay, so.
And now for something really special. It's time for Wizard.
Magic Bugman.
Done by JD.
Some donuts, Gavin.
No, he doesn't. No one eats donuts.
Well, no, Gavin. That's why he isn't eating them. Gavin's eating them.
Nah.
Yeah. Actually, Archer doesn't get to eat a single donut this entire episode.
And it only takes him a hundredth of a second.
Everybody,
let's watch it again.
All right, JD, get on Wizard for us.
Okay. Yeah. Let's see. So
you got
kid,
5 minutes.
Shunpei
is very amazing because he can shoot fire out of his finger. So it's sort of like that pull your finger trick.
It burns any points.
But not. Yeah. So
okay.
It's like,
so he can shoot fire out of his finger. And the Phantom from last time was fire-based. I wonder if that means anything.
Now, you're looking into things. The Phantom was not finger-based.
Oh, right.
He didn't have to point. See, it's completely different.
Of course.
So, anyway, yeah. So he's like all amazing, these kids and shit, because he can, shoot fire out of his finger.
That sounds obscene when you say it like that.
Yeah, doesn't it? So,
back at the antique shop.
Aro goes in the shop with Rinko fondling his donut.
Yes, that's right.
The 12-year-old girlfriend gets jealous.
Yeah, she's like, hey, I like him. Hey, he's my. Why did all these? Why does she have to be here? Hey. Anyway. Yeah.
And I think Haruto's donuts are now the new equivalent of Marvelous's curry.
You mean we're going to forget about it in, like, 3 more episodes?
Yeah, probably.
No, because y'all know why he eats donuts, right?
Because they're rings.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, of course.
They're not going away.
Yes.
Everything connects. Connects.
He's going to have a crossover with Sonic.
Oh, God.
Okay, so, I don't know what. The kid finds, I don't know what happens.
TV show host, Tajima.
Yeah, the guy, he's like, hey, kid, you're really cool. Show us the finger thing. And he, like,
shows
the whole
thing. He doesn't seem sleazy at all, either.
No, not schmarmy or ulterior motive or any of those things.
He doesn't seem nearly as awful as, like, Rinko's old boss.
Yeah.
Or the NSA guy.
Show me that thing you do with your finger.
Yeah.
It entertains me.
It's sweet. And he like nearly kills the crowd of people. It's awesome.
He almost sets the forest on fire.
Yeah. So anyway, so they're like, cool, come back and be on TV tomorrow. We'll put you on live television in front of everyone. Well, surely you won't f*** up.
Yeah, and then Haruto comes up.
Yeah.
Gee, mister, that sounds amazing.
And he's like, hey. And Shunpei's like, hey. And they go get donuts.
Haruto buys some donuts and then
he does not eat them.
And Shunpei's like, oh my gosh, I'm so cool. Look, I've got magic. And it doesn't fucking work at all. And he's like, what the hell? He's like, all right, well, you didn't even set up your trick. You suck.
And then Shunpei takes his donut and throws it on the ground and steps on it.
Which is a tragedy. No.
And,
those donuts look f***ing delicious, too.
I know. I'm like,
they look so fluffy.
I need a donut.
I got a Kamen Rider Black flashback when he said this is some kind of phantom plot.
Yeah.
Except that unlike Kamen Rider Black, watching an episode of this isn't horrible torture.
Yeah, I know. I was like, yeah, but yet I enjoyed it.
We could actually understand this.
Yeah.
We cared about this. That's
the important part.
Right. So anyway.
He accuses Haruto of interfering with his magic.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, you're doing it. You're f***ing up my magic. I'm going to go on TV and be awesome. You're a bastard. And Haruto is
like, a pretty good plan.
And Haruto is like, man, let's have a flashback moment. So he goes back to the shop and he's like, hey, remember when I first came here and it was like raining and stuff? And for some reason he knew that this old guy was the guy that makes the rings, even though they don't explain it yet.
I imagine there are some gaps between, like, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. There's gaps as wide as one between your mom's legs.
There's plenty of gaps.
Does the old guy have a name, by the way?
But there are less than in most writer series at this point, so.
I love the old guy because he's just like, I don't know. I just make magic rings.
Don't know what they do.
Don't know what they do and stuff, but I just.
Your old guy sounds like Bill Cosby.
They're real dangerous, but I keep making them.
One more thing.
I do.
So he gives him a little pep talk, and he's like, hey, here's the latest ring. He's like, it's not going to f*** me up, is it? The old man's like, no, I think it'll light your path. Hint, hint, nudge, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Say no more, say no more.
Because, yeah, he totally doesn't know what they do at all, right?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Aww.
Maybe he does know. He's just a dick.
I think he's a dick.
That's what we're saying.
So he goes on. So for as cool as the cop chick seemed in, like, the first episode and a half, she's f***ing annoying now.
Of course. It's Japan and she's female.
I know.
She's become Officer Ann Lewis.
Yeah.
Well, she hasn't been much in this episode. So.
Well, she'll die in like another 6 episodes.
Yeah.
And the other chick is kind of pissed.
Hey, Lewis, you're going with RoboCop. You want your vest? No, I'm off duty. I'll be fine. 30 seconds later, she's riddled with 40 bullets.
God.
And then he gets a f***ing jetpack.
The other chick is kind of pissing me off too. Jetpack. She's.
You, Frank Miller.
It's still better than the new RoboCop, though.
Oh my
okay,
God.
Okay, so you're going to make fun of the jetpack, but not the cyborg ninja dudes?
Yeah.
I didn't think I had to. I thought they were making fun of themselves.
But the other chick is pissing me off now, too, because she's doing, like, the airplane thing where it's, like, the thought where it's, like, he never liked those before. And it's, like...
I think...
It was never like this before. When it was just us, then he loved me.
Given the next episode preview, I think she's due for some, like, quick character development.
Apparently.
Or else it's gonna
be development. So anyway, so yeah. So he goes on. And then they the phantom leaders are like, the dude's all pissed off and like kicking shit. He's like, f***!
Yeah.
That guy sucked! And she's like, he didn't suck yet. And then like, Hellhound shows up. And he's like, dude, I could totally hide in shadows. I didn't die. Did you see me like fly into the shadows?
I'll actually give them some credit. They made Hellhound look like so worthless last week. And then they kind of like redeemed him this week.
Yeah, he was like really smart and shit. I'm like, hell.
He was f***ing with everybody the entire time last week.
This dude had like at least half or not more his intelligence than most of Forze's enemies. Like, holy shit.
Well, and there will never be one like this schoolers. Again. Those tend to be idiots.
Yeah. So he's like, nah, dude, I got my plan all rolling. It's gonna be sweet. It's gonna be Leap Rock Sword. Y'all just roll. And they're like, cool, dude, go do your thing, man. You crazy guy. Like, okay. So it's the next day. And it's time for Shunpei to be on TV. And, so Hitaro is like...
Rinko called and is like, before. Why is that stupid little shit on TV?
Yeah, the detective's like, what the f***? Why is he on TV? And he's like, he's on TV. So he runs in, turn on the TV. Because, I don't know. Is there a TV?
I'm a wizard. I mean, come on.
TV? How does that work?
He doesn't have a remote control ring.
Right, he doesn't have it yet. Anyway, if he did, then he wouldn't be leaving.
Old dude has a Vivo one yet.
So I turned it on, and they're like, all right, here's this really cool kid, and he's going to do this really cool trick.
And Arthur's like, oh,
and it's all like, oh, that's it. That's how it's going to happen. That's how it's going to roll. So he leaves, and they're sitting there watching.
And of course, so somehow, like, in the space of 30 seconds, he gets from the antique shop into the TV station building.
Magic motorcycle.
Magic. Yeah. Duh.
Also, but they don't magic, show him bitch. Using the magic also, to go
he's
there.
A wizard. He ain't got to explain shit.
Right.
Great.
Obvious. And yet they are. That's the thing.
So, huge shocker at this point as the kid goes up to use his magic and it doesn't work.
Oops.
And the host is like, oh, you're a complete fraud. All these people are laughing at you. You suck at life. You should just die right now and give us a new phantom because I already died. Because I'm a phantom. I'm the hellhound thing. Ha ha.
I'm live national TV.
I'm live national TV.
The best reaction is the NSA guy, though.
The best is, yeah, the NSA guy who's like.
You mean Long?
Like, is
yeah, that spit take is fantastic.
Yeah, you mean Long?
Yes.
He's like, awesome. He's like,
I'm actually kind of surprised because I thought, like, the NSA guy was going to end up being a phantom, but it seems to be.
Well, no, he's just Gecky Rangers Long.
Is he?
Yeah.
But it seems like it's going to be more of a drawn-out plot than just...
Yeah, that might make sense if I'd watched Gecky Ranger.
Like, you're really just... Like, they're actually trying to cover it up. Like, there's really no, like, ulterior...
It looks like it's something that's going to come at and be much bigger later on.
Yeah.
Well, the NSA is probably going to provide the secondary writer.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's going to be another Ixa.
Or
G3.
So, yeah. So, and then, of course, like, he's like, and see, you didn't have magic, I had magic. And he takes over his body and burns his book, and he's like, oh my god.
I'm a nut punch, though.
My dreams, oh, and he starts to fall into despair.
But probably over having to buy a new book for the library.
No, those are expensive. Yeah. Yeah.
That's public property, you bastard.
I have no hope left. In Japan, that's like an execution. it's not. I totally made that up. Anyway, but hey, Hitaro arrives and there's a huge fight, which is kind of badass because the dude can meld into shadows. You know, apparently, I think his mom is Psylocke. But anyway, comic
which one?
Which one? I don't know. Anyway,
the
cool one, the British one, right? The cool one.
The one
so
with the fur
Wizard
cape.
Is fighting on national TV.
Right.
Thankfully, the girl pulls out the crystal ball just so nobody can see him shabadooby touching himself on network TV.
Yeah, because
no,
they...
No, that's behind the camera. No, they break the camera, and that's when she pulls out the crystal ball.
Yeah,
so they
so
keep
they
watching.
Watch. so anyway, so they
I wonder
start
if her crystal ball is analog or digital, or, I mean, does she need a converter to watch TV on that?
This is, yeah, it's like, oh, we don't have the right connection. We need a card reader.
No, I assume they have cable.
Until Nappa and Vegeta interfere with the reception.
She's probably watching it over the cell phone signals anyway.
Right, she like flips out her phone and connects it. It's like, oh, it's tethered.
Well, it does.
It, yeah, it connects
they
to.
They can call it. So.
It connects to Haruto's phone.
Yeah.
It's true.
So.
Nope. Makes
so,
me wonder
so
what...
how is Wizard going to fight a guy that hides in shadows?
I don't know. How
Maybe
could he
think
possibly
that will
do that?
His way?
Okay, I got it. He sets the whole studio on fire.
Yes.
And
no,
anymore.
He turns off all the lights. Then there are no shadows to fight.
Right, because it's bright.
There's nowhere for him to hide anymore.
There's no way to attack.
Right, that's a good idea. No, but he remembers the old man saying, "This ring will light your darkest hour." And
oh,
and so then he's all you know, you got the touch on his belt,
and they turn the studio lights on.
Yeah, this song feeds me dinner. The only thing keeping food on my table.
Which is too bad, because Stan Bush is such a nice guy.
He really is, and it's blessed for having at least that song. He gets that check for, like, $15 at the end of the month, and he's like, yeah.
I'm sure he made a big one for Fall of Cybertron, you know?
Sure. sure.
I'm trying to be optimistic. He's a nice guy.
So is it time for the low-tier ring?
Opens up the Matrix and like lights the whole room up.
You know, when I was at BotCon.
Ken, enough.
Okay, we got it.
The guy sent me a direct message on Twitter begging me to buy his CD.
It's also very sad.
I know.
Anyway.
Did you buy it?
I saw him in a subway once, like playing the touch on like acoustic. You got the touch.
I actually did. He probably needed the cash.
Man, he gets that $15 check at the end of the month. He's like, all right, pizza day.
Get your WIC card and go to Walmart.
Woohoo! We're getting soda tonight, kids!
Walmart brand, though. Not the fancy stuff.
Yeah, Dr. Thunder.
If you like Dr. Thunder.
This is terrible.
Oh. I love you. Anyway, anyway, he lights up the whole room, shabby dooby. And we get to see water form. Yay! Because we knew he was water.
We got Beach Boys.
Sweet, yeah. sweet.
So is Haruto the avatar now? I think he's mastered all four elements.
Yeah, he's got it all. He's set. Anyway, kicks that monster's ass. And then he, like, again, allows the child. He's like, touch my pee-pee.
Intro quote goes
into the kid's mind.
I think I have that already.
This has kind of like a. What's weird is like for as much as we're talking about like Go Busters is like a Sentai.
It's a lot more formulaic than Rider usually is with the whole underworld thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like, okay, you fight the main monster, and then you beat that, and then you have to go into the person's mind.
But you know what the thing is? The dragon fights are a hell of a lot more entertaining than most of GoBusters' mega fights.
He's like, submit to me!
I'm going to disagree with you on that, because I find bad CGI incredibly painful and boring to watch.
Well, it's still better than just...
It's better than double CGI by far.
It's Kamen Rider CGI.
I prefer them not to even doing this at all.
Yeah, I think it'll stick around for a long time, kind of a departure,
and I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, I don't really want to say I'm coming down on the side like this is a good thing. It's different, so you know,
and it's not just the same stock footage so far.
Yeah. So I mean,
not yet anyway. They'll burn through the budget pretty fast.
Yeah,
that's why I'm saying
that's not how it works.
Well, and I wonder if this is just like an establishing thing because these people are kind of now partnered to him.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe it'll just be something he does.
Well, it's going to end up being like Deno, where all the mega monsters are like, it's three different models and they just keep reusing them in different colors.
Yeah, but I do wonder how long it'll stick around because, I mean, CGI is obviously going to vanish at some point. It's freaking Kamen Rider.
He can't save everybody. There's bound to be some new, you know, people.
I think within the first 13 episodes, we're going to see at least one or two people where he f***s up.
Yeah. So a completely failed engagement.
Or of monsters that don't actually manage to start getting people into despair.
Stops them. Okay,
makes more sense.
He's gonna f*** up at least once, though.
Yeah, anyway.
So the chick comes to the door, and she's like, hey, that's why we haven't heard about it. The NSA's coming up.
You missed the giant dragon rider kick part. But...
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, so that was badass.
So he rams his cycle up the dragon's butt.
So he merges with the dragon to fight, and then he like does the sets up for the rider kick, and you're like, oh, he's gonna do some kind of rider kick? No. The motorcycle and the dragon turn into an enormous boot,
claw boot.
There's your giant foot states.
The giant foot thing on, and then there's like a sort of shadow, you know, translucent, enormous form of him.
It's almost like the shooting formation finishers in Scheider and Spielbahn.
Yeah, whatever.
Yes, it is.
That's what I thought.
Sure. Yeah.
Pretty nice.
You saw both of those in VR Troopers.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did. Nerd. Anyway, this is enormous battle flaming boot thing that he totally destroys the monster with, which was really awesome.
And then it just, you know, lands and stands there on the.
It does it like lands underwater. And stops, and he like rolls out. It's like, oh my god, this is awesome. So anyway, yeah. So anyway, next day that she shows up, she's like, "Hey, the NSA covered it up." Hey, and he's like, "Hey, you're the chick that saved my life." And he's like, oddly rubbing Hitaro's shoulders, like.
He's a slave now.
Yeah, he's now become like Hitaro's slave,
quote unquote.
No, they're in a poly relationship now.
He's my assistant. Yeah, they have a little poly family going. It's kind of nice. It's comforting. Anyway,
well, Koyomi's not that thrilled with it.
Yeah, she's like,
he's like, I said, wish I were older, so I would be too old for this shit.
That's so great.
Life was so great before people showed up.
And, yeah, well, I kind of feel the same way.
It's called growing up.
The world would be great if it weren't for people. So anyway.
Yeah. But anyway, next week, I guess we're going to get some development on that.
Yeah, there seems to be a thing.
Yeah, because we actually get Medusa doing something.
And yeah. Apparently there's a black guy in Kamen Rider. How f***ing rare is that?
Well, let's see. They have one in Fize.
Well,
did you see the preview for next week?
I did, yeah, but
Booker T's going to be in the episode. It's going to be awesome.
Sweet! The show needs a jobber.
What? See, they had one in Fize and
Mega Max.
They had one in Fize and
wasn't there? Was it that one episode that had the black guy in it from
one episode of Voyager?
Voyager. Yes. Yep, there was
one episode. Oh, the one where they all turned to salamanders.
Yeah.
Right.
Cool. Hey, that was a reason.
There was that episode in Alba Ranger where Red ended up landing, woke up, saw a black guy. I was like thinking, wondering if he was in America or Africa or what, but no, he's just in the next town over.
Oh, yeah. That was, what, six?
Yeah.
But anyway.
The one with, I think, the one that also had the pole fishing.
Fishing was not the word I expected to follow that.
Yes. But,
what about the Operator episode with the baseball player guy?
Wacker Wilson.
Yeah, Wacker Wilson, yeah.
That's episode 10. They haven't subbed that yet. When they subbed that, we're doing that as a power playback.
What episode of Abba Ranger is that?
10.
What are they on?
7. They've been on 7 for like 6 months.
Shit.
Damn.
Yeah. I think Midnight Crew is kind of stalled in general.
Yeah, they'll come back and randomly drop an entire series in a week.
Okay, so we're going to take a break and we'll come back and do power playback after this message from Ted's Escondido Cafe.
You're listening to Superhero Time.
Ted's Cafe, hey, Escondido. We make it the way it should be. When you're in the mood for new Mexican food, Ted's Cafe, Escondido will happen to you. Real Mexican food made the way it should be. Ted's Cafe, hey, Escondido. We make it the way it should be.
You're listening to Power Playback. Look for Power Playback every Friday on Twitter at Superhero_Time.
So, it's time for Power Playback. When was the last time we did an episode of Ryu Kendo? How long has that been since the floral sodomy?
It was last week.
It doesn't mean yours.
Oh.
Well, I mean...
I remember when we watched the floral sodomy episode, we all said, you know, Ryu Kendo is pretty awesome. We should watch it again. Then we forgot about it.
No, then we did Armor Hero next, and it bored the everlasting f*** out of us.
This is also true, but, you know.
So much that we forgot about Ryu Kendo.
But now that we've done Ryu Kendo again, we're reminded, this shit's f***ing awesome.
It really kind of is, isn't it?
It has a certain charm to it, in spite of being, like, low-rank Kamen Rider.
It's completely ridiculous.
Yes.
Well, now to be fair, in Kamen Rider, you would never see something like the world's giant or the world's largest umbrella.
This is very
or
true.
Or floral sodomy.
Well, actually,
it
depending
almost
on
has
the series,
go
on your
quality to it.
But not quite as
Serious?
Yeah, not quite as serious as Go-Onger.
Okay.
It's kind of a state perspective on Ryu Kendo, where Go-Onger is the serious one.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the case with the Tamika Hero series also.
Yeah.
Except these costumes look way f***ing better than the Tamika Heroes.
I guess. Mm. I don't know, I have to give Tamika Hero a pass since they made such use of orange.
Yeah.
But,
well, make an orange fetish.
Am I screwed up in the head or?
Yes.
Well, thanks. I don't
know. You volunteered for this show. Remember?
Thanks. I'm done. Woohoo! No, it's like I don't know. It's like I was watching some of this and it was like, this has elements of like GoBusters almost in some ways. Like if you squint your eyes and kind of.
Well, yeah. Except the bridge crew actually has a personality.
Well, exactly. Like there was that.
The girl actually does stuff, sort of.
That's why I say the structure is there, but, you know, the elements may be missing.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Mickey, why don't you talk about this since it was your idea?
I'd be glad to.
I was hoping, so.
So, when the episode opens up with shooting a bowling ball-sized hole through somebody's chest.
I'm guessing that was the last episode.
Yeah.
You just know things are going to go up from there. So, after we get, you know, the cartoon hole punched the guy's chest, we get the theme song, and then we go in straight into a French art film.
Sadly, it wasn't the awesome theme song that was the first one. It was just the, you know, one that came after that.
Yeah. So, we're treated to a Letterboxd black and white 4-minute mini movie of what's her bitch not wanting her shoes wet. And so she wishes for a hero to save her. Somewhere there's a white knight upon a fiery steed.
I need a hero!
Do, 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 do!
Every dreaming of the world, we're all as good so we don't go.
And Fort Max is on a completely different page.
No, it's like totally different.
That is not news.
You pick me up and save my shoes. I got them on discount.
I can't fault Fort Max for defaulting to Wasserman, though.
So her hero comes running to her, and he's cracking skulls with his umbrella.
Or trying to.
Well, that's what he wanted to do, but really he just gets his ass kicked.
Oh.
So thankfully Ryu Kendo's here to save people's shoes.
From demons!
No rain or sadness will stop him. Although, he's kind of irritated because she shouldn't be calling him for personal help. But then Fireman carries her off to safety without getting her shoes wet.
And Lee's police officer just curled up on the ground.
You okay, buddy? Yeah, I'm okay. Okay.
Everything broken? Great. Bye!
Okay, thanks. Bye. I'm going to hold this girl.
He's kind of a dick, isn't he?
Yeah. So the police officer curses the heavens and leaves his umbrella behind.
Damn you, God!
Intro quote.
The French film gets a title in French, which is not translated.
I'm shocked. Are you shocked? Shocked.
I'm very
shocked. You mean they didn't just like recite the title of it in Japanese and put the English meaning of the translation over the top?
I'm surprised they didn't just put the like put the French, like, retype the French. That would have been awful.
So, that's when the villainess of the series, whose name escapes me, and I can't think of a creative way to describe how she looks other than, I don't know, Clockwork Sailor Moon?
I like that, actually. Let's go with it.
Okay. So Sailor Clockwork finds the umbrella and remarks that it's full of energy. So she takes it back home to put on her altar of sacrifice.
This is full of negative energy, and if we rub it on your head, then it'll stick to the wall.
So, what is the line? Ah, yes. Madan and the Umbrella of Jealousy combine and be born. Demon Umbrella.
And then we cut the space.
And the theme from 2001.
At first I thought, my God, that is an enormous vibrator. And then it was
no, the title of the episode.
Right,
it is the world's largest umbrella, and it's coming to Earth.
<It's>...
It is probably the best entrance for a villain of any toku show I've ever seen.
It's probably the best villain of a toku show that we've ever seen.
It's barely a villain. It's an umbrella.
It's the world's biggest umbrella.
That's awesome.
The world's largest umbrella.
Oh my god.
And so it lands spike down, but then the handle uncurls like a hand and grabs Tokyo Tower. And
No, it doesn't grab it. It just goes on to the where the handle is just touching the top of it.
It pulls itself up and dramatically extends itself to blot out the sun. Mr. Burns plot.
I love the reaction of the townspeople to it, though.
And the reaction of the people in the base.
It's Japan. They're used to this shit by now, I'm sure.
On the tower.
I have this, this blue screen of death look like, what the f***ing hell?
Yeah, but the people on the street are like, well, hey, at least it's shady.
Yeah.
And they're like, Andy,
that's how you can know that the Japanese
get wet even when it's raining.
That's how you know that the Japanese people are a beaten down people that have seen f***ed up shit over the years. It's like nothing compares to having your fellow citizens melted instantaneously. Like everything beyond that is like pales in comparison.
Oh, it's a giant umbrella. Okay.
Inflappable at that point. It's just sort of like,
Godzilla? Oh, hey, what's up?
Oh, just call one of the heroes to knock down the f***ing umbrella.
All right, so they realize, you know what, this umbrella's probably a bad thing. Let's go blow it up because there's no way this could possibly be good. So Ryo Kendo and Ryo Gundo, whatever the f*** his name is.
Go.
Gunno.
Duo Gunno Hendo.
Yeah. So they transform and head out to go attack the umbrella somehow.
But the best part is the crew. They're like, yeah!
Yeah, they all applaud when they transform.
Look at them go.
Well, you know, they're usually transforming in, like, bathroom stalls and stuff. I'm sure it's a treat to have them transform, you know, someplace normal.
Yeah. So, Gundo decides he's going to shoot the umbrella since Sword Guy can't even reach it.
And, you know, his thing is guns.
Yeah. So.
Gee, who would I guess with a name like Gundo?
There's no D in it.
I like Gundo better.
I know, but I'm informing Paladin. I'm informing Paladin he doesn't know too much.
As Gundo is taking aim, a giant drop of water falls with the umbrella and lands straight on Ryo Kendo's head. Suddenly, he's insanely jealous of that gun. He wants that gun. God damn it, he wants that f***ing gun right now!
He wants it inside of him.
I think that was the implication Mickey was going for Fort Max. Thank you.
Thank you for spelling out the joke.
Again.
So, Gundo throws Ryo Kendo to the ground, at which point Ryo Kendo's sword starts talking to him, which I forgot it did that. That was kind of alarming.
Yeah.
Their weapons do that, yes.
Yeah. It's a little disconcerting.
So, they're a treat back to the base because, you know, what the f*** is up with you, Ryo Kendo? We know you were a child, but this is kind of pathetic. And he's just sort of there picking at his nails, like, I don't know.
No, and the best part is that, why do you need him? You already have me.
Yes, with the sword.
What's the bowl?
So, let's cut to the market of some fat bitches buying vegetables. And they're all about the daikon. And it's not for cooking.
Oh, yeah.
So, when they get water dropped by the umbrella, they all start trying to grab each other's vegetables. It's like a Black Friday sale on daikon.
Grab each other's vegetables is the best euphemism.
Yeah. Tomato grabbing. So the police officer from earlier sees this and hits to break it up, and he gets his ass kicked by three old women.
Yep, that's Japan, all right.
And as he's laying there on the ground, blood streaming from his orifices, tears masking his eyes, he looks up at the umbrella and sees his name attached to it.
That's not good.
My, what
then he realizes, oh, that's my umbrella.
Whoops.
Oh, shit, I am so f***ed.
And not in a good way.
Man, I am going to get so fired.
About this time, the Ryo Kendo team happens to be passing by and goes, hey, what you looking at? Are you looking at the umbrella? What's on it? Why you seem so alarmed?
Why are your pants wet?
Why are you sweating so much? And as he hammers his belt, the giant umbrella begins to spin wildly, slinging water everywhere like some douche on a subway.
I was going to say a shaggy dog walking in after the rain, but that works too.
Mickey has the best similes.
The whole town becomes insanely jealous.
And wet.
Dad steals his kid's ride-on toy, and the guitar starts beating up street dancers, but I don't think he's jealous. I think he's got better taste in music. Marginally. And then a priest becomes insanely jealous of a girl in a maid outfit.
Yeah, no symbolism there at all.
Before we can dwell on that, Sailor Clockwork shows up bigger than a building to tell them what's going on.
And nobody seems particularly alarmed by that.
No.
Again, they're Japan. They're used to it by
just
now.
It's like, oh, hi.
So they're like, ha-ha, I'm going to reveal the entire plot.
She couldn't wait for them to figure it out. She had to tell them. Guys, this is so great what I've done. Look at this umbrella. It makes people jealous. It's awesome.
I think what it really boils down to is that she knows they're complete idiots. And if she doesn't tell them what's going on, they're never going to figure it out and help advance the story. Ryu Kendo, think of a whole team of Yokos.
Oh, God.
Without Nusada to remind them to eat every once in a while.
Well, I haven't seen much, but the guy in the suit actually seems to have some sense of...
Well, he's cool, but he's still stupid.
Okay, yeah. Never mind.
Team of Yokos pretty much sums it up quite well.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are about as smart as the Car Rangers.
Because remember, these are the floral sodomy people.
Still haven't seen an episode, so...
No, these weren't the floral sodomy people. It was the townspeople that were performing floral sodomy on the enemy foot soldiers.
Yeah, these are the guys that tried to transform in bathroom stalls.
Well, they did transform in bathroom stalls, and by the time they got back out into the auditorium, everybody was gone.
Apparently, I just need to watch this series from the beginning.
You know, they go out and do their dramatic roll call and posing, and they look up and like, hey, where is everybody? That was so great.
Okay, so, with the town becoming jealous, and the plot explained to them, they start to question the police officer guy about what's going on, because he seems to know something, and he runs away. So they find him in his closet that he lives in.
Come on, Mr. Police Officer, come out of the closet.
And he confesses, this is all my fault, and this happened because I was jealous of Ryu Kendo. To which they automatically assume, oh, because Ryu Kendo got the girl. That's why you're jealous, because you love her.
Yeah, sure.
Because that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a fair assumption.
But before they can actually figure this out, he decides, I'm going to solve this problem myself. I created this mess, I'm going to clean it up.
Oh yeah, that always ends well for the police officers in tokusatsu shows.
Yeah.
So he hops on his bike and begins to pedal furiously towards the umbrella, which is now resting upside down in the middle of the lake.
Yeah, it blew away in a strong breeze, as umbrellas are wont to do.
Now I'm sure he's used to doing things seriously.
So I love this moment where the wind picks up, and like you see a yacht sailing through the air in the background.
Yeah.
That actually happened to my mom before.
When she was on a yacht?
No, when she was in the street. When she was in the street and the boat flew by her head.
Really?
Oh.
There was a tornado, you see.
Oh, okay. I was like, is this just an ordinary thing?
Yeah. Anyway.
So, the wind finally catches him and throws him about a mile away, which truly kills him.
But it didn't.
Yeah. But Ryu Kendo comes and says, I will fight this umbrella thing for your pure love, or some such nonsense. And this burning love has transformed the fire key into the burning key. So, bonus, we get an upgrade in this episode, too.
Nice. Does anyone else want to hear the Wicked Witch of the West music while he's pedaling towards the umbrella?
Yes.
That would have been appropriate.
But right after he becomes burning Ryu Kendo, it's time for the Pussy Patrol to show up and fight him.
Well, I'm sure that's a natural result of the burning sensation.
Now, at least these guys look better than their equivalents in Rescue Fire.
Yeah.
Remember them?
Yes, unfortunately.
No.
I do.
which probably says enough.
Yeah, I think I blocked that out.
Yeah, I love that they got the grunts and they got the pseudo grunts of the Pussy Patrol of the chicks and cat outfits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what was that about?
What?
I guess they're like the old Sentai chick generals from Sun Vulcan.
Or Bioman.
Yeah.
Or
the man.
For the
or,
man.
For the man.
Spielbon or Scheider or any number of Metal
the
Heroes.
The point
series.
Is, though, it's
yeah,
weird
we
to
totally
just
remember
have these...
everything about Metal Heroes. Right?
It's just strange to have these cat girl general things from out of nowhere. Completely unexplained.
So, he fights off the mooks and then asks his sword, what should we do? So Sword says, call out Infernape.
Because everything's better with monkeys.
Giant burning monkey.
Infernape, I choose you. And he transforms into giant f-ing guns.
See, he had his own guns.
Well, he does now, now that they're burning.
Yes, of course.
So then we get this amazingly ridiculous special attack, which involves shooting giant fireballs and then the monkey transforming and throwing Ryu Kendo into the fireballs they just shot. And
well, I mean, it's kind of a
I'm
theme
not really clear what
these,
happens, but
it's a theme for these shows. Because remember, in Rescue Fire, they have the cars that shoot out into the fireballs.
You gotta throw it's something true. At them.
But it's a monkey that shoots fire and throws people into fire, and it somehow becomes a Trinity attack, and then the umbrella dies.
Well, it's a fireball, it's a monkey, and him.
See, obviously,
so the moral is fire makes everything better.
Obviously, this umbrella was not that tough because it did not require a Toyota be thrown at it to defeat it.
But I love that after he crashes through, we get that shot of the umbrella floating in the river burning. It's kind of sad in a way.
Oh, poor umbrella. It was just wanting to make people jealous.
You know, it seems to me, too, once that umbrella was turned over and floating in the water like that, it probably couldn't have done any more damage.
Well, it did make the whole wind tunnel thing.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it's not like it can. It's not like it's in a position to drip on people anymore and make them insane.
It was throwing water.
It was refueling.
I guess.
So, epilogue to the story. Ryu Kendo takes the girl from the office up to visit Officer whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Officer Casualty?
No,
Lieutenant
that was
Stone.
That was, yeah, Lieutenant Stone.
Says, all right, I brought your true love. You can confess your love to her now. And like he's like, what?
And then Ryu Kendo looks around like, hey, what's that picture there? Oh, that's my wife and kids.
Oh, so you don't love lunch. Her.
Yeah.
He loves parts of her.
Can I just love her for like 30 minutes?
I think you're overestimating him a little there, JD.
10 minutes.
Enraged at being embarrassed and gotten her hopes up about finally getting a man. What's her name? Ryu Kendo's death in the middle of the
No, that's after. No, that's because he breaks her shoe.
Well, that and the embarrassment.
No. Yeah.
Combination. She beats him with the broken shoe.
And we have to watch it through, like, security camera footage, and it's really kind of creepy.
That's kind of fantastic.
It is, like, evidence.
And doesn't Ryu Kendo come up and just, like, watch?
Yeah, he's just leaning against a lamppost. He's not even, like, really watching.
Like,
he's
yeah,
just,
I knew he's just something listening like to this it. Would happen.
Man, that guy's a fucking idiot.
So I guess this was a theme with the Takara Toku.
That all the people involved
idiots.
Are retards? That,
well, no, especially the main hero is a f***ing retard.
So far it seems to hold
not
up,
not just
yeah.
Takara sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, but that they only had three shows, so.
Yeah.
And each and then, one was a f***ing idiot.
Now for the ending credits, I'm not sure what's going on. It looks like a red light, green light game. That ends in a massacre of monsters. I don't. How does it go that wrong?
Well, it's like the Rescue Fire ending where it was like a barbecue. Or whatever, you know. There was something where it was a cookout.
So, that's nice. Ryu Kendo.
Ryu Kendo was kind of fun.
Oh, it's definitely fun.
I need to watch more.
It's fun, and I will not watch another episode till we power playback it again, probably.
Yeah.
Is all of it subbed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
ITV Nihon.
All right, that's good then.
Yeah, Ryu Kendo.
Although it's TV Nihon, so it's not that good.
Yeah, but I mean, they did all three of the Takara shows. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all finished. I think they even have the movies done.
Yeah.
They had movies of this shit?
Well, there was the Rescue Fire. Yeah, I think that was Rescue Fire movie.
Rescue Force.
Rescue Force, because that was the one with
the explosive runs.
And Dante's package.
Dante's fantastic package.
So I'm pretty sure there was a Rescue Fire movie too.
Probably.
It probably wasn't explosive runs though. But you know. Well, I mean, the Rescue Force movie wasn't even explosive runs. That was just the runs along with thing. The
explosively runs along with.
It does. Then it's explosively finished. But no, I mean, it was just a little short feature race thing they did before the actual movie started.
But there were two specials for Ryu Kendo, but there was not a movie.
Oh. Hmm.
However, the cast was. Did were the Ryu Kendo cast were in the Rescue Force movie as the Ryu Kendo characters.
As cameos, though.
Yeah.
That doesn't count.
Gobuzz just said on Twitter that apparently a bunch of Ryu Kendo shit has just shown up on eBay.
Huh.
It all seems pretty cheap, too, which is not a good sign as to the quality.
Well, no, it's more a matter of the demand for it.
His theory is that either it started airing in Korea or someone found a warehouse full of stuff that never sold.
Yeah, I mean, that happens.
Both possibilities.
That's how I got my MicroMaster Patrol that was still on card.
Yeah. That's how I got quite a few Car Robots toys.
Hmm. Or you could have just bought them when they were robots in disguise. You know, when you were 3 years old.
I was in high school.
You were in high school when you were 3 years old?
I'm impressed.
Wow. Are you like Doogie Howser?
Yeah.
Well, it's homeschool, high school, though.
No, I like the Doogie Howser answer better. Okay, so what do we want to do next week?
I thought we decided on Dynaman.
Dynaman, totally.
I didn't know if we were Dynaman. Actually doing that next week.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, okay, done. I don't seem to have...
I might not be here next week, but regardless.
Oh, yeah, so even better. He's like, yeah, do that.
Hey, I'm not going to be here. Do whatever the f*** you want.
Yeah, pretty much.
Damn, I would have even waited. Cheap. Just waited until everybody decided and then be like, oh, yeah, by the way.
So you can get like Ryu Kendo and Burning Kong for like $30 shipped from eBay.
What you have to keep in mind with that is that the best I can remember, the Ryu Kendo figures were built on the Microman body style. So they might be kind of fragile.
Might be, you mean don't look at them?
Yeah.
When you say might be, you mean definitely are.
Probably.
Certainly.
That could also be why there's nobody buying them right now.
Well, no, if they break that much, you would have to keep buying them, you know, replace them as they wear out instantly.
But from the sound of it, they're like dinosaurs toys. We should do that one week, too.
We do need to do dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs has nothing to do with this podcast.
No.
It does. It was on Fox. Topic. It was on Fox Kids, and it involved dinosaurs, and... You know,
so then transform into robots.
I don't see you doing Frontier.
And, well, that wasn't on Fox Kids. And, you know, some of the dinosaurs combine into bigger...
Fine, Tamers!
Oh, robots that were in Fox Kids? Let's watch some Escaflowne.
It was actually a good show, though. At least it was based on a good show, and they dubbed it into shit.
Then they edited it into shit. Even further shit.
No, I'm not willing to accept that Escaflowne was ever actually a good show.
Yes, but your opinion doesn't count because you are dicks.
I may be dicks, but it doesn't mean that I'm wrong about when things are awful.
Yes, it does.
Not universally so, no. As for Dynaman, I don't think I have...
I just want you to keep going back and forth.
Oh, and on the subject of kids shows we should do, Sky Surfer Strike Force still.
Well, yeah, no. But they don't have those DVDs at Walmart for a dollar anymore. It was great. You could buy, like, half the series for a dollar at Walmart. See, that's how they should be selling Power Rangers Samurai.
Now, a couple weeks ago, Bonzo made me remember something that I had completely forgotten about. Los Luchadores.
Oh, God. You forgot about that?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I managed to completely forget about it.
You were lucky.
I know.
I think about that
curse
a few
you,
times
Bonzo!
A week.
I miss Ultimate Muscle.
The great thing, though, Fort Max, is I remember Los Luchadores without the outside assistance of someone who remembers everything that ever happened, even when he wasn't alive.
Mm-hmm. That.
Yeah.
I wonder if Kenoku Man is still like a thing in Japan.
It's not, really. I don't think it's much going on with it.
We need more Dick Van Dyke.
I mean, they had the anime in the early 2000s, and then
I'm not sure I want to expand on that.
You don't know what Dick Van Dyke is?
You don't want to expand on Dick Van Dyke?
Spread.
I'm just going to assume that involves little blue pills.
I just need some Advil, that's all. Relax. Even breathing.
You sound like you speak from personal experience here, JD.
I have no idea. I'm just making stuff up.
Oh, sure.
I'm sure you can Google this yourself, but... There you go. There's Dick Van Dyke.
I can't believe you actually Googled that.
Nice.
I figured if I didn't, no one else would take the effort to.
This is not what I expected at all.
Unless I've seen hot dogs earlier.
Exactly.
It's an antelope-themed wrestler named Dick Van Dyke.
I would not have pegged this as Dick Van Dyke.
What was the dub name?
No, that is the dub name. The Japanese name was Gazelle Man.
So...
It's amazing. And this is 4Kids that did this, too.
So, yep. Somehow, we go from Antelope Man, which I guess is somehow objectionable or otherwise...
Gazelle Man.
Not really compatible with the dub... And we get Dick Van Dyke.
We certainly do.
And yet when Zoids got dubbed, the War Dick had become the War Shark.
Well, that was by a different company.
I know, but it's still not fair.
It's not, no.
It's also not fair that in the Fusor season they didn't combine Gysak and War Dick.
Well, that would I guess caring about that would have required me to watching more than one episode of Fusors.
You don't really have to care about Fusors as a thing. You just have to go with the idea of combining Gysak and War Dick. And naturally,
the thing. Have any of you watched the second subtitle? Have any of you watched GoBusters 30 with the second subtitle track?
There's a second subtitle track?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
No.
What did you do?
What did they do?
No, I'm convinced this is Fort Max is doing somehow.
It isn't.
Subtitle... Special Improved Operations. Hmm.
This can't be good.
Super Nintendo series.
I don't understand what's going on.
With the imminent arrival of Andros on the horizon, the Ghost Star Fox team begin their invasion of Venom.
Oh my god, what?
They realized so that they this turned... episode is basically the ending to Star Fox 64.
Wow. Oh
god. Hold on.
Wow.
See this.
That's amazing.
Mickey is not going to be able to see this.
Wow, so Magenta found a way to actually make this episode enjoyable.
Okay, so is there a link to this?
if you download the HD episode, it's in the file already.
Yeah, you have to switch the subtrack to the second one.
Star Fox ready, go!
Oh my god.
Stop making this sound fun.
You don't understand it.
Nothing can sound fun on Superhero Time.
You can't have fun without me. That's the problem.
I've watched this episode twice in the past 24 hours, and I...
Why?
I saw it once raw, and then I tried to watch it subbed again before the show. Now it's actually fun.
Okay, so as for power playback next week, is this Dolphin episode of Dynaman on YouTube already? Because I don't have it.
Well, any episode of Dynaman's fine. I just prefer
No, but the Dolphin one sounds preferable, if it's available. Fort Max needs to figure that out for us. Because otherwise, what do we keep him for?
Looks like it is.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, here.
Let's see.
Pendro shut down.
Flipper's Revenge.
Okay, and that's not terrible quality either.
I see parts 1 and 3. Is part 2 around as well?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the fourth one in the related videos.
Okay.
Where is what I'm looking for?
I don't see it in the related videos.
Also, if you click the 20 videos button on the top of the page, it's the one immediately to the left of the current video.
Sorry, 20 videos button?
Up at the top of the page, under the title, there's the username, the subscribe button, and then one that says 20 videos.
Or the one that I just linked.
Oh, I see it. Okay. Okay, well then that links will be fine then.
I'm sure it's not that hard to find all the parts anyway.
So we're watching it on YouTube. So this is a YouTube thing is what we're saying?
Yep.
Well, Dynaman's not really up anywhere else.
Okay.
And even if it was up somewhere else, it wouldn't be any better quality than this.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's from the 80s.
Actually, I see part 1 and part 2. I don't see part 3 of it anywhere.
Is it only 2 parts then?
No, that would be too short, wouldn't it?
No.
18 minutes? That's about right without commercials.
Yeah, that's...
Okay, maybe... Okay. I guess that's it then.
Yeah, because there's at the end...
There's credits at the end of it.
Yeah, credits at the end.
Okay. So. No problem then.
Sweet!
That'll work. I'll just mark this down so I can come back to it later. By mark it down, I mean add it to favorites. Because writing is hard.
Parody. Okay.
Writing is bullshit.
So is typing. They need to have a computer where I just think and it puts the words on the screen.
Yeah.
Think about how much more productive I could be then. Of course, you know, 90% of everything I would write would be, you know, pornography based or
I would totally use it for evil. Because I would bring in someone and I would think evil things about them and it would type it on the screen like, "Hey, you're thinking what are you doing there? What are you talking about?" No, it's the I could see on the screen there. I don't know what you're talking about. What?
Yeah.
Like, "You're a bastard." I'm like, "I don't know what you're talking about."
No, the correct response to "you're a bastard" is, "Well, yeah."
Yeah.
I mean, universally, that's the correct answer.
Yeah. And then you like you think their address and type, and they're like, "Oh my god, that's my god." What the fuck is wrong with you?
Now wait, what's this in the Superhero Time Twitter feed? Retweet if you think Fort Max is a masochist. That's different.
Yeah, well, he does show up every week, so maybe.
That's what I said.
Well, I mean, it's not like it's not true. Okay, so I think that'll be it for the show this week.
Yeah,
hey, we have a new address to get to the show too. Now instead of superhero-time.com, we have tokupodcast.com.
Yay! Because
I will do anything to spend Brian Kilby's money.
Brian's like, "Should I spend my money?" And we're like, "Yes."
Yes. Well, Brian discovered this website where you can like get on a waiting list for choice domain names. And so for like the last 2 weeks, he's been emailing us 3 or 4 times a day with new stuff he's thought of to go look for. And it's like, "Hey, this is coming available in like 5 days. Should I bid on it?" And we're, "Yes."
Yeah. Heck yeah. Soak that stuff up, man. Whatever it is. We're just like, yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's better to do subtle things, though. Like, "I don't know, Brian. I don't know if that mixer's really working quite well."
Brian, I hear an odd noise in the background.
There's some kind of whistling or humming.
Oh, no, don't even go into specifics with it. It's just like, "I hear this weird noise in the background." Yeah. You probably need to check on that.
Right. You know what you could do is you just need to staple egg crates all over your walls. You probably need another mixer. I'm sure if you shove another component in line... That would clear the noise.
I'd like to go to Brian's house just to, you know, see in person the horrible mess he has of equipment that he doesn't need to make the show work.
I would wait till he was distracted and in the other room, and then I would like just change
switch wires around.
Okay, the best part of these alternate subs are what they call Gavin in the episode preview.
What did they call Gavin in the episode preview?
Captain Falcon. And Yoko is Slippy.
She certainly is. I'll be disappointed if there's not do a barrel roll in there somewhere.
I saw Can't Let You Do That Star Fox at one point, so just flipping through it.
That's fantastic.
Well, yeah, already had Can't Let You Do That Red Buster in the actual sub, so... I mean, why wouldn't they have that? That Star Fox in there.
This is why we love Overtime.
Ah, yes.
Because didn't they do the One Piece edition of Gokaiger 1 week, too?
Wait, which One Piece?
Yes.
It was a 4Kids version of it. It was, well, they did a 4Kids version of the subtitles.
Like, overly friendly. Oh.
Now, we're laughing all, but, you know, it's probably why it took, like, until, like, right before show starts to, like, get the
actually, if they did two separate tracks, they technically got out early. That should take probably tomorrow.
Actually, well, a lot of it was probably just find and replace anyway. So
yeah, I guess.
Yeah, they only had to do the timing once.
Yeah, so there you go.
They had to write a second script.
Yeah, but how long can that take?
Not really.
Hard encode it and reharden
like half a script.
No, they didn't re-hard encode it.
Re-hard encode it. But hey, it plays on Apple TV.
The sad part is TV Nihon stuff isn't even technically toaster-proof anymore because even their SDs are coded differently.
Actually, they went back to the old codec. Well, they went back to XVID for their SDs, actually.
The Buddy Roys are R-Wing, Blue Marine, and Landmaster.
Their stuff plays worse on my PS3 than
I know. I know.
My God.
Anyway. Actually, the most reliable thing I ever found to play TV Nihon subs is the Nintendo Wii.
Really? Wow. That says a lot.
Wow.
The most toaster of the toaster plays them just fine.
Wow.
There you go. Kids.
You know, somehow I get the feeling that when the Wii U comes out, it's not going to be nearly as homebrewable as the Wii was.
You think?
That's because no one's going to buy it.
Well, I'll grant you that. Of course, it would be fun, you know, with the tablet controller. Just have your video stream on that.
The thing is, the tablet controller if there are games that use it correctly, they can make the person with the tablet controller make the rest of the game hell for everyone else.
That sounds awesome.
Yes.
Well, it's like the Penny Arcade strip where they theorized using it for a D&D style game.
Yes.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Well, I mean, that seems like the perfect. Oh, of course, it won't happen, but it seems like the perfect extension of the technology, which is why it won't happen because Nintendo doesn't know what to do anymore.
It will be great if you'll play last year's games.
Yeah. Yeah, let's buy Mass Effect 3 on a system where I haven't played the first two and have all the data.
I can't wait to play Arkham City.
Finance a sequel to a game that wasn't any f***ing good in the first place.
God, all that makes me think about is that the old, like, I'm a Mac commercial, and somebody did a spoof one where it was, like, the Mac gamer.
Those exist?
Yeah.
No, they thought that was a joke.
Yeah, and they're like, there's all kinds of great games on the Mac, like Breakout, Super Breakout,
Breakout Photoshop, 64,
Photoshop.
iMovie.
Like, if you go over to like the PC games, there's like all these games. But if you go over to the Mac side, it's great because there's just six. And you know they're great games because you played them like 3 or 4 years ago on the PC. I'm a Mac.
I'm quite certain which is more irritating, Mac users or PC gamers.
Ooh. Ooh. That's a tough one.
Ooh.
Both are entitled.
Mm-hmm.
Both are douches.
Both never shut the fuck up about how they're superior.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm saying this as a PC gamer. Mm-hmm.
And he's saying it as a Mac owner, so.
Yeah, so how do they compare to the Hot Wheel collector?
Oh, mm-hmm. God.
Well, they smell better.
That is remember.
They couldn't smell worse, could they?
The Hot Wheel collector is the lowest circle of hell.
Yeah, there is nothing worse.
The Hot Wheels collector is the lowest.
They're slightly above Parameciums.
Yeah, it's the lowest form of life.
It is.
They actually came out of the primordial ooze looking for treasure hunts.
Someday. A time will come. They like have little cults. A time will come when there will be treasure hunts. We will thrive.
Okay, so that'll be our show for this week.
The depressing state of retail. Yes.
You'll hear more about the depressing state of retail after the end theme.
Okay, then.
All right, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Superhero Time. Follow us on Twitter at Superhero_Time for weekly power playback and updates about the show. Visit tfradio.net or find us on iTunes for previous episodes and to subscribe to the show. Superhero Time is a TF Radio Network production. Copyright 2012.
Haven't seen any at my store in a long time, though.
Oh, man. I see. I mean, I live
there for you.
I live in Oklahoma, so it's like I see those bastards all.
I mean, the store I work at.
And it's fair
are
week.
Are you there when the cases are with Hot Wheels arrive?
Because that's like chum.
I'm there when everything.
And
arrives.
How the f*** do they always know when a case comes in?
Dude, they're like, I'm telling, they're mutants, man. And it's like chum.
The stores don't even know when that shit's coming.
I don't even know when that shit comes in.
But they
nobody
know.
In my store does. Not even the grocery managers who are in charge of that shit knows when they come in. They just send it to us.
I can tell you, I used to work at Toys R Us, and this like one time, we had one of those huge bins, you know, like the huge metal bins, and we had it filled with Hot Wheels. And I'm convinced, like now that I think about it, I think we just f***ed with the Hot Wheels people, the managers did, because they would like sell them full cases and like write on their receipts, like, okay, you can't return this shit. And then, but what we were doing is like, okay, we have to actually put some of these cases out. So we were like, they're circling the bin like sharks, you know, just like waiting for us to throw the chum into the cage, you know, so that they could go sift through it for the shit that they wanted. It was the most sad and pathetic thing.
Well, no. What you do is you take the bin into the back, look it out, make sure you get all the treasure hunts out first, put those in the bin first, then dump everything else in on top.
That, dude. I mean,
okay. Anyway. Let me elaborate upon exactly what you just said. We had a dump bin at our store, and our policy was we opened the case in front of the collector, because otherwise they'd bitch about us taking the treasure hunts out ourselves.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
During Christmas time, we had an employee who did not give a shit. So he took the case out. There was a circle around the bin. He opened the case. He started to pour it into the bin, and he changed direction and threw it over his shoulders onto the floor. And every single one of those men dived down to go hunting.
That was awesome. God. I mean, it is. It's like zombies, like brains.
Cars.
Little metal cars. I mean, I say this full well knowing I'm a Transformers collector, but it's like, I'm not.
I know. But
it's not the same. It really is not.
It feels completely different.
You don't behave
different.
The same way. No, you don't try and sneak into the stock room to go through cases.
What?
Well, oh, wow. I mean, well, okay, the majority
you have to
don't.
Watch.
I mean,
that doesn't surprise me though.
No, but I mean, yeah, it was you like
a lot of shit. That does not surprise me.
God, ugh, I'm telling you,
there should be like collectors for the grocery industry too, like milk collectors.
That would be awesome.
Got any fresh cases in the back? Sent them all to fire, you know, January.
Trying to get a complete set of each expiration date for the year.
But that's exactly how they zit.
Like,
the ones that are looking for the milk that doesn't expire for like a year. Like,
I'm like, man, does not exist.
Just get some goddamn milk.
Although, okay, I do check dates to make sure I haven't got something that has expired, because it's happened in my history numerous times.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's
But it's like the people that they keep move all the milk jugs. Look at the one in the back, ma'am. The one in the back does not have a better expiration.
You mean the opening of Clerks?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, because
but that's real. That is very real.
I know.
Oh, okay. Someone explain this to me. I was at the grocery the other day and I found a pineapple upside down cake that was frozen, and it had mold on it before the expiration date.
It probably got unfrozen at some point during transit.
Yeah, I would say.
Okay.
You know, the expiration dates on frozen stuff
then
just
refrozen
applies
because they don't give a shit.
Yes, pretty much. The expiration dates only apply when it's stored in the correct manner.
Or it could have been a thing like a customer takes it, then leaves it sitting out on like the fucking bread aisle.
Yeah.
Somebody comes along too and puts it back before we notice it.
Yeah. Well, then maybe they should open the U-Scan registers and not leave them closed. And then I'd not put my shit wherever I wanted and storm out in a huff.
That's awesome.
That's also a valid point.
But the frozen aisle is right the next aisle over, too.
If you want my money, don't dick around with me. Don't waste my time. Otherwise, I'll cost you money.
At the Walmart here, they actually removed all the self-checkouts.
Jesus Christ.
They stopped using them at mine for a long time, and now they're using them again.
Well,
one of them here has never had any.
Well, we have them technically when they are manned by, which kind of defeats the purpose. But but they only ever have one, they have two sets of them open. They only ever have one set at a time open, and then there's always, without fail, somebody with a $200 order that does not know how to f***ing use them on every single one of them, so they're useless anyway. They may as well not be there.
What I love, though, is you're waiting behind someone with a huge order that doesn't know how to use it, and there's a line of people behind you, and they finally finish, and you get in, and you swipe your shit done in like 30 seconds, and you're out the door before they even finish getting their cart out the door.
Yeah, oh, that's awesome.
Like, f*** you, I'm awesome, you suck.
Because I only ever go through the U-Scan thing when it's like I have only two items in my hand.
Yeah, I have a very select criteria when I'm going to do that. My wife is always like, we've got all these groceries. You want to go through the U-Scan? No.
No. Cashier. Right over there.
Hell no. Don't pick a bad one.
Ben has this weird thing about he only likes to check out near where he parked. He won't go to the register with the shortest line. He'll go to the one closest to where the car is, even if there's a longer line there. They'll get frustrated about having to wait.
And will he do that, like, even though the fact that no even lines. If the door, even if it's on the other side of the store from the exit?
You still have to walk the same amount of distance, yes.
Yeah.
Well, like, my store only has one entrance and exit, so, for the customers, so I don't think that would work out. Especially with how our registers are laid out, which are the opposite direction of the door.
Interested in the garden center? Go get groceries. You're going back out to the garden center.
God. Well, don't.
Well, the garden center usually has no line.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks that.
However, at least here, about 70% of the year, there's also nobody working to register at the garden center. That includes during the summer, too. It's not like a seasonally based thing. It's just, okay, we don't have anybody to work this register, so it's not going to be open.
That just means shit's free.
Free samples. Giving shit away.
All the mulch you can carry.
Did you pay for this shit? Can you prove I didn't?
I came in with this bag of mulch.
Yeah, it's the South. Nobody will question that, right?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, if they can't prove that you didn't, they can't stop you.
Well, yeah. Oh, God.
I used to work security. I know this shit.
I've
videotaped the doors.
I've worked grocery.
But they can't tell. But then they would have to know that you didn't pay for it, though. Just because they can see you going out the doors with a cart full of shit doesn't mean that they know you didn't pay for it.
Did you come in with the shit?
They would have to check the video to know that. And if they didn't see it, then and they find out that you did, that's unlawful detainment.
That, yeah. That's why you hold them up for stupid shit and don't tell them that's what you're holding them up for.
See, I don't stop. I just keep going. They're like, can I see your receipt? I say no.
And they can't make you.
They
show
can't
them.
Stop you because if they try to stop you, then you say, "Are you detaining me?"
Yeah.
You ask them, "Are you detaining me?" And if they
and
say
then
no,
they
then
have
you
to
keep
say
walking.
No. Bye.
See, bye.
These are all unfortunately things that I know just from having to deal with security issues.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting here nodding like, yeah, yeah.
Yep, that's true. Here's the secret for you, kids. If they didn't see you pocket it, they can't arrest you. That was the deal, man. It's like, you have to be able to see them pocket it, maintain eye contact for the entire time, and see them go past every point of opportunity to check out, and then you can detain them.
And that's why, like, if you see somebody in the store you think that could have possibly just pocketed something, you, like, have to run to the security cameras, run it back, and go, did they?
And if you can't see it, you gotta let them go.
Did? Okay. Go. Get a brand manager now.
But if you don't have it on video through the whole way, it's still no good. Mm-hmm. Even if you see them pocket it and you lose them at any point, you can't.
Yep.
I also thought it'd be fun to just pocket shit and be really obvious about it and then walk towards the door and then set it down, all of it, and walk out.
Oh, that's what, the really good people, the people that steal usually a lot of money, what they will typically do is they'll take something, move it to a different location, and then set it out. You know, take it out of their pocket and leave it, and then come back. They'll, like, double back around. Because by then, you've lost track of them, and you don't know whether or not they do or don't have the stuff. Or a lot of times, if it's something they're going to take out of package, then they'll pocket it at one point, take it somewhere else, unpackage it. There's a guy
take it to the restroom where there's no cameras.
No, not always. It depends. We had a guy that we called the DVD Bandit, and that guy could take like 50 DVDs, and then he would go through like the clothing area, and where the vision is obstructed, and he would just cut open, take the disc out.
Yeah.
And
well, it depends on the size of your store and what you got involved. If it's just like a grocery store, then
he would always hit like early in the morning or late at night when people weren't paying attention, you know.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, we got to know him by look. He started training people, though. That was a f***ed up thing. We finally tracked that guy back to a pawn shop in town. Typical. I don't know if whatever happened to that. But, yeah. I know the last thing, because it was like right before I switched jobs, is they had tracked him back to a pawn shop in town. And he was apparently stealing stuff and then selling it at the pawn shop.
Huh.
Yep. It pisses off my wife. Because I'm like, I don't want to stop.
All right, that started with a U-scan thing, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You'd never know it either.
Mm-mm.
From bumblebees to shoplifting, retail sucks.